It's time. Look to the sky tonight for the blood moon.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
During a total lunar eclipse, the entire moon falls within the darkest part of Earth's shadow, called the umbra. When the moon is within the umbra, it appears red-orange, which is why lunar eclipses are often called blood moons. Sunlight may look white, but it actually contains a rainbow of colors, each with different physical properties. Blue light scatters easily as it passes through Earth's atmosphere, while red light travels more directly through the air. The moon appears red or orange because any sunlight that's not blocked by our planet is filtered through a thick slice of Earth's atmosphere on its way to the lunar surface, creating the same reddish color often seen during sunrise or sunset. As Earth's shadow dims the moon's glow, constellations may be easier to spot than usual. The moon will be in the constellation Leo, just under the lion's hind paw at the beginning of the eclipse. Soon afterward, it will cross into the constellation Virgo. Be sure to look to the western sky for a glimpse of Jupiter and Mars as well. For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA.